used to be disgusted. I tried to be immune, but so her wings had got rusted. Side of the bargain, it's funny, yet I could not refuse, yet I won't get older now, the angels want to wear my shoes. I was watching while you dancing away, all of that fraction of an echo and sway. Come, everybody wants to be your friend, but it is still her. Just to say it. Oh, I know that she's disgusting, cause she's feeling so abused. She gets tired of the lies, but it's so hard to refuse. Now can't you sell her to all the angels you stole? Shoes. Sit down so after I could die. She said, drop dead and left with another guy. It's what you get if you go chasing after vengeance. And since you got me a bunch of missiles, then my symptoms, oh, I used to be disgusting. And now I'm trying to be amused. And since the wings have got rusted. I won't get any older now. The angels want to wear my red shoes. No, I won't get any older now. The angels want to wear my red shoes. Shoes, the angels want to wear my red shoes. The angels want to wear my red shoes. The angels want to wear my red shoes. Red shoes, the angels want to wear my red. Red shoes, the angels want to wear my red.
Don't say a word, I'm not even listening.
I read the papers about their escaping pick. Two bits of kids from a bunch of sour grapes. You better watch your step. Watch who's knocking on your front door. Now you know who they to watch and what you're waiting for. Think you're young and original, get out before they get to watch you step. Every day it's full of fun and family spies. They're making heroes out of four guys. You see, it's good for business. From a single part of your dance, they get to watch your step. Broken noses are up on the wall. Head slapping drinkers to the heavyweight pro. Just sing songs of love. And fidelity. But that would be a really short show. Some things you never get used to, even though you're feeling like another man. There's nothing that he can do for you. He's shunning you as you walk through. Lovers have an inner amateur hour, holding hands in a crowd of us in power. Even though I'm with somebody else right now, I have fidelity. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Hey, fidelity. in a dark in Southampton, full of tearful eyes. He was real gone on tears and said, cheerio, G.I. Rise. Soon they'll be fine, the cold facts and lies. Words we suspend is in a girl's bedside. Now I'm an American, they're running from you. Like my grandfather before me walked the streets of New York. And I think of all the women I could tempt me more than you. And I open my mouth and I can't seem to talk. Being as I'm a romantic kind of guy, I'm sitting up front and she started to play with the radio and she wanted to tune in Rush or something. Journey, I don't know, it's hard to tell, they all sound the same to me. We were fighting about which station we were going to listen to, and then, it would land on Freddie Fender, and she would turn it off, and then it would be, on Eddie Money. And I just love the way he sings. And that was the end of A Beautiful Romance. I love Eddie. She drove me back to the motel where we were staying, and I thought, would it be ungallant of me to add a tip to the bill at this stage? We said our awkward goodbyes and I went inside and it was nearly dawn and they were doing some building work in the next room. At least it was just kind of hammering on the wall. I couldn't figure out what it was. I couldn't get to sleep and there was a guitar there, so I wrote this.
Oh, I just don't know where to begin. Those cells are my forever. It's now or never to keep hanging on. The cemetery, she says you can't go on without a chaperone. Accidents will happen, we're all in the run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the one. Accidents will happen, we're all. In the sea, and only rise. eyes have been a slim smoke like mercury beneath your yin and off. Until you have your mind is made up, your mouth is undone. Accidents will happen, or all of it run. You used to be a victim, now you're not the one. Accidents will happen, or all of it run. I don't want to hear it, cause I know what I've done. And it's the damage that we do, we never know. It's the words that we don't say. People you can check on after your collection, but they keep you hanging on until you will hide. Your night is made up, your laugh is undone. Accidents will happen, all over the ground. Used to be a victim, now you're not the only one. Accidents will happen, all over the ground. I don't want to hear it, cause thank you.
Sing hallelujah.
is worth it. Is worth it. And you went to college just for the wife. And a bicycle on the wife's birthday. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. By the women and the children. Soon we'll be shipbuilding.
From the most successful
genetic
caretaker in
Christ. Well, I ask you.
Where's your woman?
Oh,
I'm going to dredge the shell.
The boys said that they're going to take me to task. But I'll be back by Christmas. It's just a rumor that was spread around town. Somebody said that someone got filled in for a sin that people get killed in. The result of the shit though.
Yeah.
It wasn't my animal magnetism and matinee good looks that got me here on the stage. It was an apprenticeship of watching my father, who was a singer before me. I think that's the reason why I might be here tonight. And when I was a little kid, he was on the radio, on a radio dance band, and he was on the television. When I was really little, I thought he lived in the television. I never let a two-year-old loose with a screwdriver, and I began my career in electrical engineering. a very short one. Anyway, he was on the radio every week singing pop songs, and the band he was with were very, very, very successful. And in 1963, they got to be on the big show of the year, which was the Royal Command Performance. That's the show where the Queen says, "You have to come play for me, otherwise I'll put you in the Tower of London." And they had everything on that show. They had jugglers, magicians, comedians, Paraguayan folk singers, excerpts from the Royal Ballet and West End shows, Marlene Dietrich, and her accompanist, Bert Bacharach. And the One Direction of that year, a little known group from Liverpool called the Beatles. Yeah, that's the show where John Lennon said, "You can all clap along and those in the royal box can rattle your jewellery." And as a consequence, that's what got in the papers the next day, that John Lennon was cheating to the Queen Mother. And nobody remembered that my dad was actually on the first half of the show singing "If I Had a Hammer" for the Queen Mother. And as you know, the Queen Mother loved word songs. Never having had a job of her own. She had all the hits of Leadbelly. So, as the 60s wore on, I had a peculiar view of pop music, because my dad was singing whatever was in the charts with the dance band every week. One week it would be "Please Release Me," next week it would be "Like a Rolling Stone." And then, about 1968, he decided to leave and strike out on his own to bring a message of peace and love to the working man of England. And he started to play nightclubs, social clubs, working men's clubs, they call them in England. And he grew his hair long. And he started to look kind of like Peter Sellers in Watch the Pussycat. Or for the younger people in the audience, Austin Powers. Am I lying? So you can imagine, the generation gap was a little bit different in our house. My dad would say things like, "You're a disgrace to the family! Grow your hair." So when I was around 17, I got to play the guitar, and he let me come along with him to play in a nightclub in Blackpool. Now, for those of you who live here in New Orleans, it's hard to imagine the glory that is Blackpool. It's a seaside resort on the west coast, northwest coast of England, and you go down onto the sand, and occasionally you will see the sea. There's just five sad donkeys trying to oppose to scare children, and by the end of each day, all the children have somehow got sunburned despite the clouds. They're full of pop and what we call candy floss. They feel sick, and the parents shove them into bed and then go to a nightclub to hear my dad sing, "Everything is beautiful." So I'm behind the curtain tuning up to the organist, and he's a bit of a swine. He doesn't really want me in the band. I'm a 17-year-old cocky lad with a white Les Paul copy. He's an old guy with a cigarette with a big plume of ash on. All right, so here it is. And he gives me an E flat to tune to, so I'm half a step out with the band. As the curtain goes up, I'm completely out of tune. I don't know enough to be able to transpose everything, so this is technical talk. I can say this. I couldn't say this in Springfield. I can say it in New Orleans. You know exactly what I'm talking about. You know. So the truth of it is, as the curtain went up, I realized I was out of tune and I couldn't accompany my dad. And it was kind of a horrible moment, so I just turned off my guitar and played the show of my life.
afterward, people notice I got really fancy, you know. It was a perfect apprenticeship for being in pop music. And I met all kinds of unusual people when I went with them to those clubs, as you tend to. People who would probably now be on shows like Britain's Almost Got Talent. So I started writing the song when I was 17 and I finished it this evening, so can I play it for you? Marvin and Stan are looking for a job. They got songs for every occasion and a little limelight robbery, but no one will employ them. There's nothing to the sign. So we autographs his overdraft as she goes out of her mind. Stuck on the wall with a thousand faces, unwanted posters of the haunted places. Roll up with the ghost train nonstop through the city. Step right up and show you face me. Only one with real ones. Roll up with the ghost train nonstop through the city. Step right up and show you face me. Only one with real ones. Dressed up like dice, maybe they could freeze to death out there on the ice. Look at the graceful way she dances, one foot speaks, the other answers. Roll up in the ghost train nonstop through the city, step right up and show your face. Only one of the pretty ones. Roll up in the ghost train nonstop through the city, step right up and show your face. All I want to do is pray about this. She plays the queen of the free pin. He plays a Spanish guitar. He got a black eye from a waitress. He's not seeing any stars, but can be refused if you can. Be replaced if you can. Change your name, but you can't change your face. And as they make believe it's just another holiday, they turn on each other as they hear that joker say, roll up with the ghost train nonstop through the city. Step right up and show your face for all I want for pretty ones. Roll up with the ghost train nonstop through the city. Step right up and show your face with all of the pretty ones.
For sure, and I bet I know I'm right. Who is the meanest guy? a burning flame. This guy's an Eskimo. The whole world could answer yes, that he would answer no. There's no Peter's queen. I see just a queen. Who is the meanest gal? I see Josephine. She's got the meanest style.
Get a lot of grief. Once this seems so appealing, now I am.
watching the detectives. So cute. Watching the detectives.
Thank you. stuff. Okay, well, I said before we have somebody a special guest for, and it's me. I really do have a special guest tonight. It really doesn't get any more special than this. Will you please welcome Mr. Aaron Dusson.
Stir, and I burn the shame. Please never let me hear it. Oh, soon I long to be nearer.
Sometimes I was
that can stop you from talking when I use the things that you say. I think somebody better, but I think like, 'cause I can't stand to see you this way.
Radio was great, but now it's out of date. TV is the thing that's
myself to sleep. Open her eyes to the other girls and self-fertilize her last chances. The swollen ocean drunks, they won't fly dancers. We're looking for a ride to glory, back home with Arthur's story. I and Arthur, we're around, we can cause to tell. Play one part for a real sweetheart.
Yeah.
yours, she's self-possessed. There's a gift she's an heaven undressed. She's just a shamrock.
Sasha Banks here. You know, he traveled, he was a boy soldier, and then he ended up on the White Star Line, came to America. He was the first McManus. He came and went home. Now you can't get rid of us. I love you too. Here's a little good night song for you. Oh yeah. It gets really racy in the third verse.
Third class ticket in his pocket, punching down the shadows underneath the socket. Twinkle turned up against the fog. Slow coaches rolling on the mob between the very memory and approaches the wall. Stale red curling on a luncheon can, loose chains low and at the red man, forgotten man, indifferent nation, waiting on a platform and a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you again, it's finally dawning. Stand in the rain. Nobody wants to buy the counterfeited bird lullaby in a collared town. Flask and bubble skin of some stage, not Josephine, is all you can now. Eyes going in and out of focus, calling you again, it's finally dawning. Jim is standing in the rain. Her soft breath was gentle on his neck. If he could choose the time to die, then he would come and go happiness. She woke up and called and shoved by mistake, and then she began to cry. Tarnished silver band fields of a phrase, and then walks with hands around the braziers. Look out, man, in different nation, waiting on a platform at a Lancashire station. Somebody's calling you. Suffering of whistling in your one wandering smile. Died down in the hippodrome. Now you're walking off the jeans. The lonely savage England spies. The toodaloos in all my days. Down at the Argyle.
They call me, yeah, and it's
Time I feel it's looking.